Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their voice, to speak with confidence, to sound like the influencer they are, and to captivate the room as they share their message with a voice that touches us at our emotional core. I'm so glad you're with me, and I wanted to briefly mention that I'd love for you to join me on my upcoming challenge. I've got an upcoming challenge and an upcoming program coming out that is really going to focus on voice, on video and webinar and podcast, e-course. I hear from so many people that they really struggle to get in their voice zone when they do video or live stream, and I get it. And, you know, as a professional actor for many, many years, and as a voice coach for many, many years, there are some simple techniques that I want to share with you. And it's not just in relation to video, but especially in relation to video. If you know the technique, boom, you can come out of the gate strong. And that's what you need. You need to make an impact to enthrall us from your very first word. So I want you to make sure and go over to captivatetheroom.com and check that out. So today I want to talk about, what do people hear in your voice? Now, you might think that this is about perception versus reception, because you hear me talk about that a lot. And it most definitely is what we perceive we're putting out versus what is being received. And a lot of times we perceive that we are not being as captivating and engaging as what is being received. But a lot of times we think we're doing one thing, and that's not at all what's coming out. But this is bigger than that. This is bigger than perception. This is about, what are they hearing? What are they literally hearing? And I'm going to break it all down for you. I want to let you know that statistics and research, you know I'm into that, tell us that from the moment you speak, the first 30 seconds, people are making decisions about you. They're deciding what kind of car you drive, what your education is, where did you go to college, are you married, are you single, do you have kids, do you live in a house or an apartment, city or suburb, what do you do on the weekends, do you like to golf? Seriously. They're thinking all these things. Now, I don't know that we're conscious of that, but from the tone, from the sound, from what you're doing with your voice, we're making a million decisions. I'll tell you what I do. I don't know if you do this or not. Maybe it's just me because I'm a voice person, but when I get audios of people to assess, or if I get on the phone with someone, I instantly start trying to figure out what they look like. And I get an image in my head of exactly what this person is going to look like. And I want to tell you that 99% of the time, they look nothing like what I perceive them to look like based on what their voice sounds like. And that guy in New York that I tell you about all the time, that I worked with so many years ago that I just adored, Bill, the guy that had the really, really small, unconfident sounding voice. And when I met him, you know, he's the size of a linebacker, big, tall guy, you know, really interesting stuff, I think. Well, your audience is making the same decision. And one of the first decisions that they're making, even beyond, you know, he drives a Chevrolet and he lives in a two-bedroom house in the suburbs. Even beyond that, they're making the decision, are they going to listen to you or not? You know, am I going to listen to this guy or not? So it becomes essential that fresh out of the gate, you're captivating. You know, I get this a lot with a lot of people come to me for help with video. They're okay speaking, you know, on their podcast or this, that, or the other, but when they get on video, they just crumble and they flatline. Now, 2 or 3 or 4 minutes into the video, they get in a zone and they, you know, sounding better, but you don't have that time. You don't have that time. If I'm making all my decisions about you in the first 30 seconds you speak, do you think I'm hanging around to 4 minutes if I already know I'm not listening to you? If I already know I don't believe you or trust you or like you? So it becomes essential. Openings and closings, you know, I talk about that. That's probably a sales thing too. Openings and closings, you've got to come out of that gate strong. You've got to captivate me from the start. Then you got to keep me. But if you don't get me from the start, you're going to have to work really hard. And you may never get me. And on video and things that I can click off, whoa. So we're making decisions based on your voice. You know, I'm sure you've made decisions about me. Now, you know a lot about me, you know, places I've lived and things like that. But I bet you think of things, you know. I know people say to me things all the time and I'm like, oh, wow, really, you know. So it's very, very interesting. They hear the truth. They hear your truth. And this is where I talk about voice barriers. They don't just make decisions about you. Throughout, they hear the truth. And that is when I talk about those voice barriers of you're feeling desperate, you're feeling angry, you're feeling not good enough, you're feeling inadequate. They hear those barriers in your voice and they make decisions accordingly. I talk about this in relation to a lot of times when people make sales calls. I'll be working with someone and we're making some progress, we're doing great. And I'll say, all right, now do a sales call for me. Or they'll bring it up that they struggle with that. And I'll say, well, rattle it off. Let's hear what's happening. And instantly, voice barriers. Everything changes. And, you know, I can hear what they are. I don't know that the listener necessarily does that. But I can say, whoa, what's up with the caution? Or what happened here? You got so desperate. You know, I can hear that in the voice quality. And it's always a psychology of the voice story. Oh, you know, I don't want to be too forceful, or I don't want this, or I really need this deal. Boom, voice barrier. We hear it. So we're talking about what do people do when they hear your voice? They hear a voice barrier and they say, "Oh, I don't know. I have no doubt." Now, I know there are other things, but I have no doubt that the voice and what you do with it can make the difference between here is my Visa number, write it down, sell me everything you've got, I'm going to work with you, I'm a fan for life, and let me think about it. All of that is in the voice. They ask themselves questions as you speak. They ask themselves questions about your confidence, your ability, your knowledge, your understanding. If you're speaking very, very, very quickly or with articulation that's a bit lackluster and they don't understand what you're saying, they're asking themselves a question, will I be able to work with them? Will I be able to understand what they're saying? They're asking themselves questions, does this person believe in themselves? Because they don't sound very confident. Should I trust them that they know what they're doing? Should I trust them with my money, with my work, with my company? They're asking themselves if you are confident in your job. You may be very confident in your job. I'm very confident in my work as a voice expert. I've done it a long time. I've dedicated my entire life to it. I've researched it. I've studied it. It's my education. It's my background. It's my everything. I'm very confident in the work that I do. It's, you know, there are other people that don't do it my way. I'm okay with that. I am confident in my method, but I could, you know, deliver this podcast like this and talk about all the different things that people do when they hear your voice. Would I sound confident to you? My words would make sense and they would be convincing. because I've got the chops to prove to you what I'm talking about. But if I wasn't carrying it in my voice, would you feel like I was confident that I knew what I was talking about? Would you hire me to be your voice coach? And that's true for any business, right? You might be the best realtor or the best engineer or the best marketing person in the world, but if you're not convincing me with your voice, I got some questions. I'm going to find the one that does convince me. And then that's a shame for you because you were the best. People trust you or they don't when they hear your voice. A lot of that is melody. A lot of it is voice barriers. If I'm putting on a voice and telling you why I am the best and that you are a fool for not working with me now. Okay, that's on, that's fake. Okay, there's a trust issue there, but a lot of it is melody. Are you delivering everything, all your material like this, where there's really no inflection or shifts or anything? There's no melody. Well, guess what? Melody is where the trust is built. And that's not a Tracy thing, even though I know it. That's a statistic and research thing. So they're making decisions on whether they trust you and your ability or not. They are moved and touched or not. Are you using all the elements of variety to touch their senses and in turn affect their emotions? That is how we create connection. You have to touch people's emotions to get them engaged, to get them to buy, to get them to follow, to build relationships. If you don't really affect me in any way, I'm not going to be all, you know, I'm not going to rush to open your email video that you send so I can watch you. You have to touch me. You have to affect me. Vocal variety and what you do with that is how I'm touched emotionally, which is also in relation to connection. Do you create connections with people? I get that a lot. People come to me and they say, I'm just not connecting with people like I need to. I don't know what's wrong. I can tell you what's wrong. Voice barriers are there. Voice barriers are present and vocal variety is not. You're working in a small voice box. Therefore, you're not creating the connections and building the relationships because you're not touching me emotionally. Which leads to people being, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. People are either driven to do something and they're inspired and energized or not. Have you ever walked out of a presentation or heard a speaker and it was just a bit lackluster and you were maybe just a little disappointed? You just kind of walked away and forgot about it. And then there's the other ones where you walk away and you're like, I am taking on the world right now. I am so inspired and moved and touched and affected. Oh my gosh, my life has been changed. That's what the voice does. That's what the voice has the power to do, to drive people to action or not. You've got a team at work, they're not doing what you need them to do. You're not driving them to action with your voice. You're rattling off a bunch of stuff in a flat-lined way in a small vocal box. And I don't care how many times you change the words. Until you bring them to life, you're not going to get the result that you want. There is a reason why the voice is integral in catapulting your success. And these are all the reasons why. People tune you out or not based on vocal variety. Are you working in that flatline box? Are you bringing the words to life? Or are you just delivering, rattling stuff off and delivering it because you have to and you're just saying this and saying that and whatever, 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 whatever. I could be sitting here going, banana, 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 right? Or I can bring the banana to life with banana, 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 right? Okay, so that was a silly example, but you get the point. If you don't want people tuning you out, then you have to shift what's in your voice, because if you're flatlining and not captivating with all the elements of variety, they're going to tune you out. People believe in you or they don't, based on what you're doing with your voice. So the voice is tremendously powerful. It is literally the most powerful tool you have if you know how to use it. It is instrumental in your success, both personally and professionally. I get so many emails from people with everything you can imagine. I mean, most of them are business questions and video questions, but I literally get emails all the time. You know, my voice is killing me when I go on dates. I'm so boring. You know, my family is not respecting me on any level, and I know it's my voice. Okay? It's the most powerful tool you have if you know how to use it. It is our tour guide to you, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. It is the orchestra of the heart. We are making decisions. We are deciding how we feel about you. We are deciding whether we trust you. We are being moved by you or not. We are connecting. We are inspired, engaged, energized or not. We believe you or we don't. We see your confidence or not. We tune you out or we listen. And our lives are changed forever. So I want you to think about, what do people hear when they hear your voice? Look at this list. Look at what we're dealing with here. Are you missing the mark somewhere? Are you struggling in one of these areas and why? Is it a voice barrier? Is it lack of variety? Is it melody? Are you so disconnected from the breath that there is no way we can connect with you? Because there is no vulnerability, there is no truth. Where are your deficits? Let's look at those, because everybody's got strengths and everybody's got things that they could improve on with regards to their voice. Let's look at your strengths and then let's see where the deficits might be and let's prop them up so that with your voice, when people hear it, they hear confidence. They are influenced. They hear the voice of a leader. They are moved, changed. They are connected to you. They are emotionally affected in such a way that their lives will never be the same. And let me know. Let me know if you have questions. Let me know if you struggle to figure out where your deficits are. I can help you. I can help you find them. But you want to prop up those areas so that when people hear your voice, they are enthralled from the first word. And that is what becomes the game changer. That is what catapults your success to the next level. So that's it for today. Thank you again for being here. I love all the feedback. I love doing the show, and I'm so glad you're a part of it. And until I see you next time, get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.